Are you hearing me? I said he totally identified with death. That means he was completely, totally separated from God. He no longer identified as a son of God. Or he was dead like we were. But in dying and giving himself a sacrifice, a living sacrifice, giving himself, he met the requirement or the demands of justice, what justice required for this debt to be paid. You understand? You ever owe a debt? Well, they tell you how much you owe. If you pay them or give them all they say you owe, what do they say then? They give you what? They give you a receipt or a bill of sale, and it will say paid in full. You don't owe no more, anymore. You won't have to be saying, I owe, off the work I go. You can say, I have, it's paid in full. And man's sins, now get this, was paid in full, so the accuser that had him, once Jesus was raised from the dead,
yes, sir.
Once he was raised from the dead, and he was, and the Holy Spirit had Paul to write, if you believe with your heart, and say this with your mouth, you'll be free from that debt. And you become a totally, complete new creature. Then you can tell everybody, every situation, are you hearing me now? Every circumstance, every channel of the devil, every temptation, everything he brings, every sickness, every disease, that's why you're here tonight. That's why you have a Bible. That's why you have the Holy Spirit. You can tell it. You can tell that thing that challenging your freedom. You don't own me anymore. There's nothing you can tell me, and no claim you have on me. I'm blood bought, blood washed. I'm sanctified. I'm separated from you, and you have no claim on me. So in the name of Jesus, take your hands off of God's property. Then when debt shows up, that's not yours. You understand? Because you're free. When lack shows up, don't take on that with your tongue. And start talking that. In the midst of tests, you ever been in the rain? It's raining real heavy. Ever been in the cold wind was blowing. Long as you stayed inside the automobile, inside the house, you was all right. Only time you got wet or cold, when you stepped outside in the rain. And this is what Satan wants to deceive you and make you think that you can't stay in the house. You can't walk under this divine protection. And God wants you to learn how to do it. Now you know your position. You need to teach yourself. I'm going to read you something in a minute. And Brother Hagin has a little book, and I read it several times, feed on it, in him. And he said you need to find those scriptures that says in him, in whom, by Christ, so forth and so on. There's about 142 of them, somewhere around there. There's 140-some scriptures. And you need to feed on that. What are you doing? I am educating, training, teaching, learning. I'm doing what? Educate, learning, teaching, training. So I know how to respond to a question or a test or a trial or an opposition. If I don't know, then I say the wrong thing and I don't understand this and I just go along untaught, untrained and don't know. He told me what he told me, he told you. I think it's what Proverbs 18:21 or 21:18. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. What's in it? Death and life is where? In the power. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession made unto salvation. What did you just do with your mouth? I confess life, didn't I? I confess life, didn't I? But if I say, I don't believe that, I ain't saying that. I'm all right like I am. And people die. And they get there, that when they wind up in hell, they say, oh my, what a fool I was. I had a chance to speak life. But death and life is in the power of the tongue. And once you confess, now watch this now, once you confess, scripture, this is, so we're talking about confession. Once you confess, why are you confessing? Because it releases. It releases God's life. It releases God's, who he is, and his power to move to bring about in your life what you said. But when you confess doubt and unbelief, you release Satan to bring about in your life what you confess, what you said. And he's right there to pounce on you. Amen. So, the Bible says, let me get back to, let me get back to my notes. Oh, come on. All right. The psalmist says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. This is Psalm 82. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Watch it. This is why we are in the Word. This is why we have this New Testament. This is why we have the Holy Spirit. Because without this knowledge, you'll do unjustly. You'll do unjustly to yourself. You'll do unjustly to others. Watch. And you accept the person of the wicked. But once you learn that Satan is your enemy. And when someone come to speak or deal with you or towards you and under the control influence of the wicked, you have a defense you raise up. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that what? Rise against me, I'm going to stop it. Thou shalt condemn it. Huh?